Hello. Testing.
Greetings, fellow thespian.
Hold on, you are loud. Gotta turn you down.
Actually, can you not turn me down? Because then you'll lose, like, the nuance in my performance. Minga, minga, mau. How do I sound?
You kind of sound like this pretentious windbag from my acting class.
Gasp! It has fangs!
Oh my god. The literal onomatopoeia thing. It is you. Adam! It's me, Mira.
Oh.
Mira Leith, yeah. From Greensboro College.
Oh my gosh, holy smokes! Class of 2009, represent! Didn't we make out at the Pippin cast party?
No, that was... You made out with Melanie, my roommate.
Oh, right, but you totally had a crush on me though, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
I kid. Now I remember. Are you still wearing those weird sweaters?
You still polishing your jawline with expensive French toner?
P50, you know it. You remember. You're obsessed with me. Last week, I tagged them on social meds, got a free month's worth.
Okay, yeah. Ugh, the thought of Instagram makes me like break out in hives and vomit at the same time.
Oh, so. Come on. You gotta up your SponCon game if you're aiming for the A-list. Where are you recording from? Wait. Okay. I detect a sullen patina on your voice. You must be coming from New York City.
Ding, ding. Let me guess. You're...
Coming at you from sunny L.A. I booked a guest arc on Cougar Town off our senior showcase, if you could believe
wow.
it. I met my future fiance in the makeup chair, and we just put a bid on a starter home in Los Feliz this week.
Lucky break.
You know, I actually don't believe in luck. I just got way into this new mantra. I share a guru with the Hemsworth brothers. It goes like this. Good things flock to deserving vessels. I just repeat that.
Wow, that's so many metaphors.
Yeah, anyway, so I can't believe that you're still living the dream. That's so great.
Well, if you call a side hustle for Uber Eats and a yeast infection commercial to my name living the dream, then I guess I'm walking on air.
Woof. This director seems incredible. Did your manager fill you in on the details?
Oh, I don't have a manager.
His last film slayed at Cannes. I mean, how great is that? Look at this. Old pals booked on the same potentially life-changing gig. You used to have a crush on me. This is amazing.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Oh, and Mira, don't even worry. I'm going to make you look good. It's like my thing.
Okay. I actually, you know what? I need to step out for a quick sec.
Oh, you're not going anywhere.
I'm sorry?
There are two rules. No one leaves the booth until the end of the session. And only one of you will make it to the next episode.
I spent a lot of time working in voiceover booths, and it can be weird. Really, it's cramped, it's padded, it's someone else's voice in your ears telling you how to think and feel and act. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's story is about what happens when the voice in your head is an actual person, who also might be hell-bent on destroying you.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to the session.
There are two rules. No one leaves the booth until the end of the session, and only one of you will make it to the next episode.
Well, this is going to sound crazy, but I didn't know that, and so I just have to pop out to use the bathroom.
There is a piss jar in the corner.
A piss jar? Oh my god, yeah, neat. There's the piss jar.
All right, well, I don't see any scripts or anything, so are we just riffing?
You provide the material.
Okay. Well, I've been told I'm a dream to improvise with, so you're welcome in advance, Mira. May I have a suggestion, please? Okay, I heard audible grunt. Here we go. Honey. I don't want to sound like a caveman in the middle of Home Depot, but Me want grill.
Oh, honey, it's bigger than our backyard. I'm sorry, but I really do have to go.
Hold, please. All right. Okay. Adam and, I don't have the sheet with your name, so from now on, I will refer to you as Harpy Churl.
Harpy Churl?
Is there a problem?
No, that's pretty close to my name anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, there is a pressing matter. I will return.
Wow. Do you always make this good of a first impression?
Ugh, I know, but I'm prone to UTIs. Sorry, TMI, it's just... Does something seem a little off about that guy to you?
That guy you're referring to is Serge von Sussman. He won a Palme d'Or.
Well, what is someone like Serge doing at the helm of a non-union gig featuring a couple of nobodies?
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm a co-star on the new Riverdale spinoff.
Okay, you know what? Don't you think it's weird also that we got cast in something but like not in specific roles?
Yo, Mira, come on, relax. According to Vanity Fair, this dude once made Nicole Kidman do an entire scene in Pig Latin. And he has a yacht share with Idris Elba. So maybe try to, like, put a little faith in his process.
Okay. Point taken.
Thank you.
Ah!
What?
Oh!
What?
God! What is... Ew! Oh, some, like, foam core just broke off the ceiling, and now it's, like, dripping all over me.
Seriously? Because the place that they have me in is, like, cha-ching, really nice.
Figures.
I had three different kinds of infused water to choose from.
Oh, please, don't talk about water.
Oh, this is good. I went with lemon cuke, and it has gold flakes in it.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm, like, slurping it down right now. It's delicious. And I'm watching myself drink it in this mirrored booth. What? Oh, man. But real talk. If you need to use that piss jar, there's no shame on my end.
I'm not going to piss in a piss jar, okay?
Okay, suit yourself. And Mira, may the best man win.
What?
For the part, dummy. If you think I'm leaving here without a reoccurring role in a prestige, whatever the hell this is, you're insane. But seriously, I will make you look good. I don't care. It's not like a hard feelings thing.
Explore the props.
Serge, my man. Everything okay with the pressing matter? Right, and we're looking for the props. Okay, let's see. I've got keys to a Mercedes S-Class suite. A plush toy lamb. Aw, cute. And, whoa, are these a pair of black cement Air Jordan 3s? These are my favorite. They smell like... my childhood dreams come true. Oh, and also they're perfect for throwback impression of Tony Kukoc from the 90s Bulls. Actually, I've been meaning to ask, Serge, is this taking place in present day or is it a period piece?
It is a story about survival, and only one of you will make it out.
Okay, so timeless. It's like Hunger Games of scripted podcasts. I love it. I love the rawness, you know? Okay, Mira, what do you got?
It's pretty dark in here, so I can't really... ouch. Okay, I've got a straight razor. A fifth of whiskey. A grungy pair of Spanx and a bottle of Klonopin.
Seems on brand for you.
Oh, wait, there's also a... Okay, what is this?
Don't want to give a fellow performer a note, but the key to good improv is to not ask too many questions.
No, seriously, where did you get this?
Yeah, you see what I mean? Because it's hard to move forward in the scene.
It's a Polaroid picture.
Okay, fun, retro.
Taken of me the night before our senior showcase.
Harpy Churl, do you wish to talk about how it makes you feel?
What I want is for someone to tell me how the hell it got here.
Hold, please.
No, just... this is the right that we need to make it.
Hey, could I give you some advice?
Hard pass.
This is what I tell all my friends when they're choking.
If this is a theory from your guru...
It's from a popular science article I read on a flight to Tulum when I was going to film a water park commercial.
Oh my God.
You've got to let go of the fear.
The fear?
Yeah, it's... when you're so scared of failure, you give off pheromones that signal what a beta you are, and then kapow, you begin to repel people.
Okay, so you're saying the whole reason why I'm stuck nursing a bladder infection in a disgusting booth with a stranger who calls me Harpy Churl...
To be fair, he's not a total stranger. He was nominated for a BAFTA.
Is because I give off a bad smell?
The smell is subconscious. But yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
Oh my God, he has an actual photo of me.
And a state-of-the-art prop department with access to a little-known database of every image in the world called the Internet, you psycho! Am I the only one who sees the real problem here? It's like in college, when I beat you out for the lead in all-female Hamlet.
That just didn't make any sense.
It's not that I'm better than you, per se. Heck, I mean, I still haven't learned all the lines.
The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Was that one of them? I don't
know. No!
See, that's the thing. I have no idea. And that's the point. Because sometimes you just gotta be the guy who projects a winning attitude and, you know, seems like they'd be fun to have a beer with.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't... Oh, you are so right. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, where are you going?
I don't know, back to the Midwest to get a librarian's degree? Who cares? You can tell Serge that you can be the one to go on to the next episode or whatever, because I am so done with this shitty industry. I don't even know how I booked this off of, like, one old demo with a local car commercial on it. It doesn't make any sense! Hello?
And I think you should try letting out your breath on a nice, soothing me-mo.
Look, I promise to do the warm-up, Adam, if you check your door.
Sigh. Fine. And then you're going to see that you're being a complete drama queen. Where did everyone go?
I told you. Only one of you will make it out. The other, not so much.
See, the way you just said that, it makes it sound like only one person is actually making it out of the booth or something. Which is crazy.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you that.
Serge, come on. You're scaring the lady.
Oh, you can't even see him, Adam. How do you even know he is who you think he is?
I don't know, because I am DB. Oh, shit.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, you know, lately I've been spending a lot more time at home with my wife and 4-year-old daughter.
Because there's a sickness going around.
And so we've gotten to know our furniture a little bit better.
Yep.
That's Sadie. And she now has a favorite piece of furniture.
My new big kid bed.
What's it look like?
It's big and we buy it from Line.
You bought it online?
Yep, we did.
From Article. Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. They have all kinds of stuff, tables, chairs, lamps. It's all high quality, and their customer care is outstanding. And Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/truth, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/truth to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. article.com/truth. Now back to the session.
Hello?
Hello?
Please help us!
Hello?
Hello?
Anybody?
Why is there a doggy door on here?
Mine has a doggy door too. Can you fit?
It's too small. Shit! This place is like a concrete cell.
Oh, fuck.
I've got no bars on my phone. Where's yours?
I let a kid with a weird eye drop mine in a lockbox at the front desk.
What does that even mean?
They said the director wanted no interruptions, and the lockbox was lined in, like, this super plush velvet. It looked legit.
Oh, my God. Of course you would entrust your cell phone to a stranger with a weird eye.
He was an intern with a weird face thing, with one job to do, and I took pity on him. I felt bad. What? I'm a good person like that.
I have to pee so friggin' bad.
Use the piss jar.
Putting a final kibosh on the piss jar. Thank you.
I grow weary. Convince me who should make it, or I'll be pulling the plugs on you both.
What is this? Some kind of elaborate organ harvesting scam or something? Right?
Nothing is off the table at this point.
I refuse to participate in this.
I think Mira should sacrifice herself so I could get out of the booth.
Are you kidding me? What happened to making me look good?
Okay, there are multiple productions counting on me. I have gigs lined up, okay? And every month, I donate my surplus residuals to the food bank. And then just this past weekend, my fiancé and I started talking about thinking about maybe having kids.
Thinking about maybe having
children
kids?
Children are our future, Mira. Plus, you're already stuck in a booth with, like, a ready-made suicide kit.
I don't see what...
Oh, come on, that can't be a coincidence. You just a minute ago, you were talking about giving up completely.
Becoming a librarian isn't exactly the same as suiciding yourself.
Shit, you're right. Okay, all right. My second cousin's a librarian, and she's cool, even though she lives alone in the studio with her fucking cat. Oh, my God. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. What's going on? Look, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I this is my fault. But I swear, Mira, I didn't know.
Didn't know what, Adam?
Oh, fuck.
Adam?
Okay, someone slid into my DMs about this new hybrid reality show. Great exposure, cool director. I knew it was a competition, but I thought it was going to be an acting competition. Like Funny Voices or something. You know, Funny Voices are my thing.
Yeah, Adam, your Mr. Burns is the best. What were the casting breakdowns?
You know, it was the usual. All-American guy with a good life. And... Yeah, I don't remember the rest, so.
Pathetic friend.
Oh, fuck.
That's...
A female, not conventionally attractive.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? It's a voiceover.
Oh, one can tell.
You can tell, even with the
voice. Oh, my God. And the photo?
They said they needed a personal effect, but it's not like it wasn't also a cool opportunity for you. I heard through the grapevine that you were struggling, so I...
You thought I'd be easy to beat.
Look, I am really sorry.
Can I ask, in college, did you take this photo?
No. It was Melanie, okay? And I swear, I just thought it was funny. You know, and... Oh, God.
I mean, it is kind of funny when you think about it. Like,
it is?
What yeah. am I even wearing here?
Right? Like, you look like a goth cheerleader.
Oh,
or
my
something.
God. You can see, like, globs of lipstick on my teeth.
Yeah, you were
oh
pretty
my
wasted.
God, but you were too.
Yes.
And, like, everyone was wasted. Uh-huh. And, oh, my God. You know, like, the only reason I was there at that party dressed like a goth cheerleader was because I actually did have a huge crush on you.
Oh my God, I knew it.
So when I got up on the couch to make my, like, stupid toast or whatever.
Yes, I remember now. You quoted that, like, lame poetry dude.
Blake. I thought it would be cool to quote Blake.
That's not cool.
Nobody gets a boner from Blake.
I don't.
And then I fucking tripped yes. and I crashed into the table and filled with beer cans.
I mean, that was epic. That was crazy.
And then when you or Melanie or whoever it was posted the photo in the student center, oh my God, I thought I was going to die. And then when I got pulled from the senior showcase for breaking school drinking
right,
policy.
Right, right. Yeah, that wasn't our intention. I mean, Melanie's intention.
Oh, no. Of course not. I mean, I know that. But you know what's even more funny?
What?
People like you, who refuse to acknowledge they've been skating through the universe on dumb fucking luck.
It's not just like luck. I mean,
for years... I wondered what I'd done to be dealt such a losing hand. Because for me, no senior showcase meant I didn't get a fucking scholarship, which meant I was starting my adult life under an anvil of debt and blah, blah, blah. You can read about the economics of it in some boring-ass think piece. And it was all because I made the random mistake of having a crush on you.
Mira, I didn't know any of that happened to you.
Why would you know that? Why would you even see that? Because in your reality, betas like me deserve what we get because we're so into giving off fear smells.
I didn't come up with that. That's science.
Or it's a nice story you tell yourself so you don't have to confront the scarier truth, which is that the line between winners like you and losers like me is so tightrope thin that at any moment you could plummet into my world. like say a piece of stucco falls from the ceiling of your new bungalow, rendering you unable to memorize your lines in Riverdale Part 2.
The show is actually great and it's called Katie Keene.
Or your fiance meets someone with an even better skincare routine at the WeHo Equinox, or I don't know, you fall victim to a second-rate sadist with a Blumhouse fetish at a voiceover gig.
Careful.
Don't get me started, you evil prick. I bet you dreamed up this sick little ruse when you jacked off to Saw at age 12 and haven't had a better idea since.
Wow.
Which, by the way, this actually isn't even anything like Saw, because if it was...
What would happen?
No, don't. You don't have to say what would happen.
Adam would be punished for his careless bravado, realizing those childhood dream sneakers won't help him run away from the kid with the weird eye who, gasp, isn't an intern after all, but a thug with a growth disorder who the director hired to use the keys to the Mercedes to curve an extended smile into his beloved jawline before slamming him into the dope mirrored walls of the booth. Either because he thought it would make good Foley or just because he really loved the image of a narcissist like you watching himself die.
And the plush toy?
Sacrificial lamb. It's a metaphor. But of course, Adam didn't see that coming because he never did read Blake, did he?
Anything you want to add?
Nope. Feeling pretty good here.
Well then... That's a wrap. We got it.
What? We did?
Exactly the moment I was looking for, Amira. You really have... Wow. It was perfect. Or as Adam might say, chef's kiss.
Wait, you mean that... Wait, you mean I got the part?
Okay, I am so confused right
oh,
now.
Oh, man, I was confused, too, at first, when I didn't know what the hell was going on here. But once I saw the photo, and then I heard your weird theory on the fear smell or whatever, I was like, oh, wow, this is overkill, even for Adam. And then it just started to
click. Of course, and when you heard the character breakdown.
Oh, man, yeah, that's when I knew where you needed me to go with it. Such a great idea to have us use our own backstories, by the way.
There was a bidding war when I brought the idea to your stream.
Okay, so wait, mic drop. This really is a show.
Cut him.
No, I was good, remember?
So, yeah, you're definitely coming back for the next episode. You'll be making kebab scale, lots of famous guest stars, meals will be slid through the door flap.
Wait, the what now?
Well, I never said the person who got the part gets to leave the booth.
That's hilarious.
I'm actually aiming for more of a dramedy, something bittersweet.
Wait, you're saying that the whole show is going to be me trapped inside of a booth?
Well, first season at least, we'll see what happens after that. You agreed to the deal points and signed over power of attorney with the NDA.
Whoa, this is... And what, after all that, Adam just gets to waltz out of there like it's no big deal?
If it makes you feel better, an intern texted that he sobbed upon learning that he could not keep the Air Jordans.
What would make me feel better is you opening the goddamn door.
If you didn't want the part, maybe you should have thought of that before you went for it. We're good here.
No, wait, Serge, no!
From Earstream and the mind of Serge Von Sussman comes the world's first prestige reality show.
So much of today's entertainment is about artifice. I wanted to see what would happen if I stripped a story down to its fundamental parts. Two mics, two booths. One actor struggled to confront a different aspect of herself week after week.
I actually did have a huge crush on you. I have to pee so friggin' bad. Feeling pretty good here.
It's called Sacrificial Lamb. It's a metaphor. And also super fun.
Coming soon to Earstream.
Hello?
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. And if you like what you heard, please help us spread the word, write us a review on iTunes, or really wherever you want. It all helps. The Session was written by Laura Gray and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Liz Limecooler. Casey Jost, Chris Kapiniak, and Bill Rolfing. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Kara Ehlenfeld and Sophie Elkezian. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.